And welcome to another episode of Worldwide Wonderful Women. I am your host, Paula Harris, and this podcast is for women who are all about learning how to live in God's divine power. It is produced on behalf of Transformed Worldwide Ministries. Thank you so much for being here.
Hello. This is episode number 381, and it's entitled, God, Our Savior Provides Hope. In light of Valentine's Day, I thought of the scripture in 1 John chapter 4, verse 18, that states, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. Now, when we truly know the love of God, it defeats fear in our lives. Our nation is full of fear right now, and fear has a tendency to rob us of our hope. In the times that we live in, all of us need hope. I am sure you would not disagree with me on that. The Bible has a lot to say about hope, but its definition is different from that of the world that we live in. The present hurts and uncertainty over what the future holds creates the constant need for each one of us to hold on to hope. Now, worldwide poverty, hunger, disease, political division, and human potential to generate terror and destruction create a longing for something better. Historically, people have looked to the future with a mixture of longing and fear. Many have concluded that there really is no reasonable basis for hope. So why try to muster up hope only to be disappointed? Scripture tells us in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12, that those who do not have God do not have hope. Now, the word hope in English often conveys doubt. For instance, I hope it will not rain tomorrow. In addition, the word hope is often followed by the word so. This is the answer that some may give when asked if they think that they will go to heaven when they die. They may say, I hope so. However, that is not the meaning of the words usually translated hope in the Bible. Biblical hope has as its foundation faith in God. Biblically, there is no doubt attached to this word. In the Old and New Testaments, it has the meaning of confidence, security, and being without care. Therefore, biblical hope is a confident expectation or assurance based upon a sure foundation for which we wait with joy and full confidence upon God. In other words, there is no doubt about it. There is no doubt in biblical hope. Now, unlike modern English, which implies doubt, biblical hope represents a firm, secure assurance based on God's character with no doubt attached. Biblical hope is the confident, certain expectation of future good based upon God's unchanging character and past faithfulness, rather than mere wishful thinking. It acts as a steadfast anchor for each one of our souls. An absence of hope leads to a loss of vision, a sense of despondency, being abandoned by God, despair, maybe suicide, depression, discouragement, and ultimately to despair. This is in contrast sharply with the Christian hope. Psalm 62 verses 5 to 6 states, for God alone, O my soul, wait in silence, for my hope is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation, my fortress, I shall not be shaken. We see in this verse that biblical hope comes from God alone. He is our rock, our salvation, our fortress, and we shall not be shaken. Again, we all need hope. Now, how do you know if you have biblical hope, which is different from the hope found in this world? Here are a few ways of knowing. First, our hope is anchored in God and His Son, Jesus Christ. Our hope is in Jesus Christ, meaning He is the foundation of all that we believe. Our hope is rooted in the finished work of Jesus and the promises of God, not in human potential or power. Hope is anchored in God's faithfulness and His proven track record. Through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, He brought victory even over death. He assures us in His word that our life too is in His loving hands, and that includes our future all the way into eternity. Hope is about the future. Because of the redemptive work of Jesus on our behalf, we have a blessed hope, or you might have heard a living hope, a confident trust that one day we too shall be with Him eternally. And then next, your hope provides confident assurance. Unlike worldly hope, which is often shaky, biblical hope is a sure expectation of God's promises being fulfilled. In the Bible, hope is not just wishful thinking or bright optimism. It is the expectation or certainty of what is promised in God's word. Then another way of knowing if you're operating in biblical hope is that your hope is tied to your faith. Hope is closely tied to faith. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Another translation puts it this way: "Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see." So the statement, "faith is the substance of things hoped for," describes a conviction that already takes hold of or custody here and now of what we hope for and what God has promised us in the future. It's the present, now ownership of things hoped for and promised in the future. It is an inner reality now. Right now, in the midst of a global chaos, financial crisis, and social and political unrest, as our world seems to be falling apart, we can stand on the rock-solid, unshakable promises of God's security, rest, peace, provision, mercy, grace, and salvation. His word can be trusted. We can have full confidence in the Lord's promises because they are real and a firm foundation for this life now. The writer of Hebrews presents example after example of those who demonstrated this type of faith as the substance of things hoped for. Possessing the reality of hope supplies believers with the motivation to endure trials and hardships. It results in decisive obedience, the kind that caused the ancient heroes of faith to act upon their hope for the future because of the present reality of their faith in God. And having absolute confidence, conviction, and faith that God's promises will come to pass, even when they're not yet visible or tangible, gave them and will give us the ability to hope beyond hope. Biblical hope allows believers to endure current sufferings, having faith that God is at work and that the ultimate outcome is secure and already done. It means relying on God's character rather than on physical evidence or immediate circumstances. Essentially, it is the conviction that what God has promised is already real in the spiritual realm and will manifest itself in reality, allowing believers to live with assurance despite present and unseen challenges. And then last, how do we know we have biblical hope? Well, your hope will produce joyful anticipation. Biblical hope is often accompanied by joy and patience because it is looking forward to a positive outcome. Biblical hope carries no doubt. Biblical hope is a sure foundation upon which we base our lives, believing that God always keeps his promises. And this produces joy because we're anticipating the powerful move of God in our lives for the future. So again, how do you know if you have biblical hope, which is different from the hope found in the world? First, your hope is anchored in God and his son, Jesus Christ. Next, your hope provides confident assurance. Next, your hope is tied very closely to your faith. And then last, your hope produces joyful anticipation. Now, as a teacher, there's so much more I could say about hope. But biblical hope, I hope you see, even up to this point, is very powerful in your life. When facing difficulty, remind yourself of God's past faithfulness and ask him to strengthen you. Confidence in his reality gives you courage to face present and future struggles. Christian hope is securely based upon the words and actions of God, that God is who he says he is and that he will do what he says he will do. The promises of God have proven always to be dependable. The resurrection of Jesus becomes the ultimate basis for our eternal hope. Since God has already overcome death through Christ, we can live with confidence now in the present. No matter how dark the present age seems, we have faith and hope for the light which is to come. We need hope, all of us do, and hope placed in the promises of God is secure. In Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, it says, "But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." And then lastly, Romans chapter 15, verse 13 says, "Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." This is my prayer for you today. Be sure to join us again next month. Happy Valentine's Day, and smile, Jesus loves you.
Thank you for listening. To make sure you do not miss any future episodes, please subscribe to our podcast. We want all to be able to live in God's divine power. Also, sign up for our monthly newsletter on our website, twmforjesus.org. Please do share our podcast with others. And Lord willing, we'll be together next month.